Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single daily. Leinishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechomecha Zechorna Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Ackert Zechorna Lebracha. Learning in the shul this week, sponsored Leinishmas Getzel ben Yecheskel Mendel as well as Moshe Yisrael ben Mordechai, and we are in Sefer Tilam. We are up to Perek Mem Hey, and in this Perek, we're going to continue with the Bnei Korach. We're going to sing a praise for the Sanhedrin, which is the understanding of the Targum. We know that Korach challenged Lama Tisnasu Akal Hashem. When Bnei Korach, of course, tried to undo everything that Moshe that was done to Moshe and Aaron by their father, and instead to try to praise them. And they said, look, how are we supposed to be able to proceed? The Talmud Chacham gets compared to the rose, surrounded by thorns, which always seem to be ready to pierce the rose's petals. But really, those things are supposed to protect the rose by discouraging people who try to pluck it. Similarly, those who go against the Talmidei Chachamim who represent Hashem will also ultimately recognize the Talmidei Chachamim's virtues. And we're going to see in the capital exactly what it refers to. Now, Rav Shamsher Rafal Hirsch adds that this week's parak, today's parak Memhei, also is sort of a wedding song concerning a marriage of a chassan and kala who start out with very different and conflicting personalities, and ultimately they blend together into a harmony. And so for that reason, we refer to it as a shir yedidus, as a shir of a song of proximity, of closeness. And that is the focus of this morning's parak, which begins as follows. L'manatzeach al shoshanim livnei korach masko shir yedidus. For the conductor, it's upon shoshanim. Now, shoshanim may be a instrument, according to the Radak and the Malbim, and it comes from the fact that it's got a rose shape. But Rashi says that the shoshanim here are the reference to the Talmidei Chachamim, who are tender like a rose. And others, the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, say that it's dedicated to Mashiach. Whatever it is, it's supposed to be a song of endearment. Rachash libi davar tov. My heart, says David HaMelech, is covered. It's stirred to create this composition in favor of the Talmud Chacham with a good theme. Rachash over here means I was stirred or moved, right? And Rav Shamsher Rafal Hirsch says this is the only time we see this word rachash in this regard. It's Sorno says it's to proliferate. My heart gives birth to many good thoughts, and that's the understanding that comes in over here. Omer anima asay lemelech lishoni eight sofer mahir. I say my works befit a king. My tongue is the pen of a scribe. Yaf yafis mi bnei adam hutzak chen b'siv sosecha alkein beirachecha lokim liolam. Right? You're beautiful beyond other men. Charm is poured upon your lips. So accordingly, Hashem gave you a bracha forever. The Talmud Chacham is a fairer person than ordinary people who get involved in material pursuits, according to Rashi. And the spirit of Nevuah is on your tongue. The Talmud Chacham is the most attractive of all men because Hashem gave him the ability to put forth normal halachic decisions. And the Melech Mashiach will live forevermore. And so therefore, Chagor Charbachal Yarech Gibor Hodcha V'Hadarecha, put your sword upon your thigh, right? And what does that mean? So the Radak says sometimes the sword is on the loins, and sometimes it's on the thigh. And that's a reference to the Melchamta Shel Torah, Hodcha V'Hadarecha, your knowledge is your praise, says Rashi, right? And it's also your splendor. In that regard, the hadaracha tzlach rechav al devar emes va'anva tzedek v'sorcha noros yiminecha. This is your splendor. You should get success and ride high on truthfulness and righteous humility. Right, your most prominent attribute is not your prowess, but the intellectual achievements that you have. And a Talmid Chacham will bring forth true and honest decisions, unaffected by the external factors. And that's the characteristics that he has. And that's the way it goes. Chitzecha shnunim amim tachtecha yiplu b'leiv oivei hamelech. Your arrows are sharpened and nations fall beneath you in the heart of the foes of the king. Right? In the merit of Torah study, the nations get pushed away. And that's what we say when there's Hakol Kol Yaakov in Torah, then the Yadayim Yidei Esav are actually going to fall down. Kisach Alokim Olam Voed, your throne, Hashem, is there forevermore. Shevet Mishor, Shevet Malchusecha, the scepter of equity is also the scepter of your Malchus. Your throne is forever and ever because things that are divine, they don't deteriorate during the passage of time. Ahavta tzedek, batisna resha, you love righteousness and you don't like wickedness. Zalkein mashachacha elokim elokecha shemen tzasa mechaverecha. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu anointed you. Other kings, they get their thrones through savage power struggles. But the Malchus based David gets established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the chosen king and gives him special oil of joy to be able to be successful. Marvalos kitzios kol bigdo secha gmin hechle shein minish simchucha. Hashem established you. Marvalos, right? With myrrh and aloes, all those things are in your garments. They're finer than ivory, and that will be things that will gladden you. Bidos Malachim Bikura Sacha, Nitsa Shega Limincha, Bekesim Ophir, the daughters of kings visit you, and the queen stands on your right, which by the way is the reason why under the chuppah the kalah should be to the right of the chasan, right? And Shimi Basu Reiv, Atiaz Nechu, Shechi Amechu Besavich, you should bend your ear, O girl, maiden, and forget your people in your father's house, which refers to the Shomer Onim who live in your midst and grew up among you. They should give up all their avodah zarah and their holdouts and start listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisav Hamelech Yafiech Kiu Adonayach. Then the king will be interested in you. He is your master, and so therefore Vishtachli Lo, you should just give over and ask for Bas Tzor. As to the daughter of Tzor, Tzor was a very prosperous city close to Eretz Yisrael, and the people were always bringing gifts to each of the king's wives of Malchus Yisrael. And according to the Gemara, Tzor also was a description of Edom, and the Chachamim teach us that Yisrael and Edom will never, ever, ever have equal stature. If one is successful, the other is on the bottom of the world. And so therefore, a Talmid Chacham shouldn't get the financial aid of the wealthy, because the wealthy will deem it a privilege to support him, and they'll seek him out in that regard. And that's why Kokvuda Basmelech Pnima Mimishpatzosav Lavusha, a famous pasuk that we note all the time, the complete glory of a princess is internal, right? Those people who are part of the royalty, they're the epitome of dignity. They're not interested in ostentation. They like privacy. You compare that to the royalty that we know today in certain countries, where even as they're trying to go seek out their privacy, they make a very public display of their privacy, right? It's a pretty big embarrassment. Rekamos tuva lamelech besulos achareha reoseha uvoslach. We say that in embroidered apparel, the princess gets brought to the king, and the young girls are running after her. Her friends are led, right? While wearing those garments, they bring the gifts to the Melech Hashem. In other words, when the Goyim will follow us, we will be heading back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the other nations of the world will be brought to us, will be carrying the train of so to speak, of the dress behind us. Then they're going to be brought with gladness and joy as they go into the palace of the king. Everyone's going to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll come voluntarily without being coerced. In other words, the nations of the world will gather eagerly around Melech HaMashiach, even they will try to follow through. That's what we say, Bayomo Yashem Echarushmo Echad, and Tachos Abusecha Ayubanecha Tishisemo the Sarm Becholaritz. And that's what we say, succeeding your fathers will be the sons, and you'll appoint them as leaders throughout the land. That's going to be one of the beauties over here. There'll be a tradition that will continue in that regard. And Askira Shimcha B'chol Dor V'Dor Alkein Amim Yodu Chali Olam Voed. Rashi says that that the Bnei Korach are referring to Hashem. I'll mention your name, Hashem, through all the generations. But the Radak says he's speaking about Mashiach. In every generation, we keep mentioning Mashiach, and we're always longing for him. And before I praise your name, I'm going to acknowledge your glory in that regard. And that glory is, by definition, the glory of Hashem. So there are things to look forward to, and there are things to experience now. There is the now of the Talmud Chacham. There's the relationship of the Chassan and Kala. And, of course, there is the hope that that relationship is but a symbol of the relationship that we experience with Hashem that will hopefully be revealed in its fullest form in the ultimate royal wedding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us to Bisha when he takes his nation back and brings us into his palace once again. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.